Next patient is Kathy Edison. This is a consultation. Consultation request by Dr. Rodcraft. Reason for consultation. Atrial fibrillation. Evaluation for electrophysiological studies and the radio frequency ablation. History patient is a 56-year-old with a history of gastric sleeve in 2014 period. Recently patient is completing episodes of palpitation and shortness of breath period. Patient has an Apple Watch that recorded atrial fibrillation with rapid ventricular rate period. Patient is completing a shortness of breath, dizziness, and fatigue associated with atrial fibrillation period. Patient denied syncope or presyncope period. Current medication, metoprolol succinate 100 mg daily, Norvasc 5 mg daily, Benica 20 mg daily, levothyroxine 175 microgram daily, Prozac 40 mg daily, mertazapine, MERTAZAPINE, 30 mg daily, morphine sulfate, tramadol 50 mg daily, Norco. Ferrosulfate multivitamins period. Allergies, naproxen, loratadine period. Family history. Patient sister has aortic dissection period. Social history, now history of smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Patient has history of sleep apnea period. Review system in general, ordinaries and weight gain, weight loss, innovation, hearing impairment, cardiovascular. As per history, pulmonary history, pneumonia, COPD. Abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, stomach, history, arthritis. Neurological now history of seizure disorder, TIA. On examination, blood pressure. ...140/95 pulses, 64 respiration, 16. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear bilaterally, heart is regular rate and rhythm. 1 hour, 6 study, murmur, heart of the left and border, there is no gallop or up. Abdomen soft, normal active, balsam, extremity, no edema. Clinic impression number 1, paroxysm atrial fibrillation, number 2, hypertension, number 3, obesity, number 4, sleep apnea, 1, CPAP. Recommendation, patient's atrial fibrillation and described symptomatic period. Patient do not want to take lifelong antiarrhythmic medication period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedures can be benefit discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, permanent vein stenosis period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70% to 80% and sometimes need more than one procedure period. Patient agreed for the procedure. Please send a copy to Dr. Rodcraft.